Hello and welcome to Nutrition and Functionally Oriented Physical Exam. I'm Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I'm really excited to present to you this valuable information that's going to help you to further identify and clarify what's going on inside when your client or patient is exhibiting certain symptoms and imbalances showing up on the outside. Even if you do not see your patients physically or have within your scope of practice the ability to do some of these physical exams, we're going to show you a way that you can actually teach your client or patient to do these on their own and fill out a form for you and submit it. And you'll get some feedback as to how their body is functionally doing, how it's manifesting on the physical part of their body. So let's get started. At the beginning of every presentation, I remind you, as you should remind your clients, that the information that we're presenting is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's not intended as medical advice. It's intended as a sharing of knowledge and information from my research and experience to you. And I encourage you to take what I have to say, to dig deeper, and then to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified health professional. So, an exam is a way that you can look at the exterior of the body and a way that you can look at the functioning of the body to see what might be going awry inside to be causing the external manifestation. A lot of the physical exam pieces are just standard medical physical exam. Some of them I'm going to teach you, though, are from Eastern traditions like acupuncture and Ayurveda, which look at different things. But also, we're going to be looking at things that are not generally done in either Eastern or Western, that are more nutritionally oriented exterior manifestations. Manifestations of a particular nutritional imbalance or deficiency that show up on the physical body. So let's look at what some of these components are. You've got the blood pressure, and blood pressure is something that you can do on someone, or you can actually teach them to do on themselves. There are many home blood pressure kits. There's a wrist kit, and there's a one that goes on the arm that they don't need to be using a stethoscope and doing the listening. It's just done. They're not quite as accurate as the old-fashioned sphygmomanometer, but it works. I'm going to teach you how to test the blood pressure in three different positions so that you get a functional idea of what's going on. And this will give you some information about your adrenal glands and your sympathetic nervous system. The other thing we're going to look at are measurements, like different parts of the body. How do they measure and how are they in proportion to each other? We're going to take a look at the eyes. The eyes can tell you a lot about the functional status and the nutritional status, both from a Western perspective and also from a Chinese medicine perspective. Again, we're going to look at the lips and the mouth, and there are some things that manifest that are used and looked at in Chinese medicine diagnosis, but also the lips and the mouth tell us a lot about nutritional imbalances. The same thing with the face. Much of the facial diagnosis is based on Eastern traditions, and they map out the face to different parts of the body, and we'll show you that, but also various things on the face like cranial nerve exams and how the face is functioning and looking, and colored has a lot to do with what's going on inside. Tongue diagnosis is generally the realm of Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic medicine, generally not done very much in Western medicine, with the exception of looking for obvious lesions or tumors or things like that. The head, we're going to look at the head, the hair, the scalp, the texture of the hair, the condition of the scalp, whether it's dry or oily or there's dandruff. We're also going to be looking at the cranial nerves and how you can get a sense of how some of the cranial nerves are functioning. Next, we'll take a look at the hands. We look at the skin and the texture of the hands. We look at the color. But the nails are really an important part of the hand and can tell us a lot. And this is used in both Western and Eastern traditions. Finally, we'll look at the skin. We'll look at whether there are lesions or dryness or discolorations, and that gives us a lot of information about functionally how we're working inside, in addition to how the fatty acid balance is and whether or not there are allergies. The skin can also give us a window into the digestive tract. So we're going to take a look at a physical exam form. And this is a form that's a PDF file that's available to you to use to copy and give to your client and be able to actually assess what's going on from a physical perspective. And we're going to go through this, and I'll talk to you about how you can turn that over to your client and how you can actually use it yourself.